With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former Senator Jim Talent of Missouri says President Trump has to tread carefully in working out an end to the war in Ukraine. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Talent says the president holds most of the cards in dealing with troubles in the Middle East.
Ukraine is a different kettle of fish.
That's because one of the biggest players in the talks may not be motivated to seek a peace deal right now.
Remember, Putin is winning.
Talent says that leaves President Trump drawing on all his skills as a master deal maker.
And so he's got to try and figure what leverage he can impose on Putin to get him to the table.
Senator Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Meanwhile, a car bomb has killed a Russian general on the outskirts of Moscow.
It's the second such attack on a top Russian military officer in 4 months. Russia's investigative committee said that Lieutenant General Yaroslav Moskalik was killed by an explosive device placed in his car in a city just outside Moscow. Moskalik was a deputy head of the main operational department of the Russian armed forces. The attack follows the killing of Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, who died on December the 17th when a bomb hidden on an electric scooter parked outside his apartment building exploded as he left for his office. I'm Karen Chemas.
Heads of state and royalty are converging on Rome for Pope Francis' funeral in the Vatican's St. Peter's Square. President Trump will be among the leaders attending. Today was the last day the late Pope will lie in state in St. Peter's Basilica. Luigi Mangione has pleaded not guilty to a federal murder charge in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, as prosecutors formally declared their intent to seek the death penalty against him. Mangione's arrangement attracted several dozen people to the federal courthouse in Manhattan. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 64 points, but the Nasdaq is ahead 148. This is SRN News. A new worry for Christians in India.
The Hindu nationalist government in the huge country has recently been moving to squeeze Muslims seeking to carve up the property that is owned by mosques. Christian leaders fear this is just the first step in an effort to seize all non-Hindu religious property, including that of India's embattled Christian minority. Persecution of believers in India has been surging over the past two decades, and when the government isn't doing it, local Hindus are. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Department of Veteran Affairs establishing a task force to investigate employee reports of anti-Christian bias among their colleagues. It's all part of a broader effort by the Trump administration to root out discrimination against Christians in government that flourished during the Biden years. VA Secretary Doug Collins has sent a rare department-wide email asking for names, dates, and locations of any alleged incidents to be reported by an internal email address. This is SRN News. In health news, a spike in cases of whooping cough.
Data from the CDC shows there have been more than 8,000 cases of whooping cough so far this year. That's twice as many cases as the same time last year. The numbers fell during the coronavirus pandemic because of masking and social distancing. Experts say the outbreaks of vaccine-preventable illnesses like measles and whooping cough could be indicative of changing attitudes toward vaccines. Whooping cough symptoms are similar to a cold, but the cough becomes increasingly severe with a distinctive sound, a whoop, as the person tries to take in air. It is treated with antibiotics. I'm Ed Donahue.
A federal health agency says the U.S. has 884 confirmed measles cases this year as of today. That's triple the amount seen in all of last year. The state of Texas alone has 646 cases. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.